I've entitled my homily this morning, The Repeated Invitation. The story is told of our Lord Jesus Christ that as a carpenter, over his carpenter shop, there was a sign that said, "My yokes fit well." And that many people in the surrounding areas of Nazareth and farther afield in Galilee would come to Jesus because as a carpenter, he knew how to make those yokes fit so that they would not rub against the oxen in ways that caused discomfort. Jesus is repeatedly inviting you and me to hear him say to us, "My yoke fits well." As a priest, every time I dress for Mass, I remember this invitation of Jesus. It is indeed for me a repeated invitation every day. With each part of the vestments that priests put on, there is a prayer that we pray. And the last thing that we put on is the chasuble, which represents the yoke of Jesus. And so whenever I put on the chasuble, I say and pray these words, "Jesus, you invite me to come to you to put on the yoke. May I receive your grace." And so this idea of receiving the grace of Jesus by being yoked to him. Well, what do we learn in today's gospel about the invitation? To whom does he give this invitation? Well, he says, to those of you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. Notice the tense of the verbs. It's present. Those who are weary, those who are carrying heavy burdens. Our Lord Jesus Christ understands that in the course of our everyday life, there are burdens that you and I are carrying that weary our souls. But what he wants us to discover is in the midst of that, his invitation to rest. Saint Bonaventure, the saint that we celebrate today, is a man who understood this. He was a man who indeed, as I said at the beginning of the Mass, his name meant good fortune. But of course, he lived at a time, as is always the case, of great upheaval and great difficulty in the church. And indeed, the Pope at the time, a man by the name of Gregory X, had asked both Bonaventure and Thomas Aquinas to go to a council in Lyon, France, at the beginning of the year 1274. Now, think of this. Aquinas and Bonaventure were the closest of friends. On the way to the council, St. Thomas Aquinas died. After Bonaventure had given a speech where he was inviting the Greek Christians to come back into full communion with the Catholic Church, he also died. But he understood that his life truly was a life of good fortune. Not because it was easy, but because he had discovered Jesus' invitation that in the midst of all that we face, he will give us rest. Now, how does that happen? Listen to what our text says next. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." To take the yoke of Jesus upon us is to discover more and more that in this world, we cannot pull the weight of the world's problems on our own. Because, of course, this is what a yoke allows us to do. For one ox to be yoked to another, so that together they pull the heavy plow. In a world like this, there is always a weight that we are pulling. Life is a burden. Life is wearisome. But more important, Jesus says, in the midst of all of this, when we are yoked to him, we can discover what it is to learn from him. This is the only time in the gospel where Jesus says these words, "For I am gentle and humble of heart." Jesus' gentle heart is that heart that is a heart that is able to look at others with such compassion, with such understanding, with such a sense of knowing that in a world like this, I see in the other person someone who does struggle because life is wearisome and it is burdensome. So the person with a gentle heart is able to truly look at the other person with empathy and true compassion and understanding. Jesus also says, my heart is humble. I only do what I see the Father doing. That our Lord, in the course of his earthly life, discovered what it meant to see in his humanity this invitation to complete dependence upon his heavenly Father. And what Jesus is saying, when we learn this in our own lives, when we learn the way of gentle humility, we will find rest for our souls. And then this beautiful verse, for my yoke is easy. The word easy means well-fitting. And my burden is light. The more we discover to walk with Jesus, the more we say, yes, Jesus, you are helping me to pull the plow that I have to pull in my own life. But as I am discovering what it is to be yoked with you, I am seeing what Moses also saw, that you are the great God, that you are the God of the universe. You are the eternal one. I am who I am. And remember what I said at the beginning of the homily, that the tense of the verbs is in the present. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. Well, the God of eternity, the one who is the constant present, says to you and says to me, I am who I am. And I'm inviting you to discover what it is to be so yoked with me that, like Saint Bonaventure, you will come to know that you too are men and women of good fortune, because you are men and women who are discovering the way of interior freedom, that peace of heart, that rest for your soul that only I, the Lord, can give you. Saint Bonaventure, pray for us.